Finally today, Senegal in West Africa has a reputation as Africa's hip-hop mecca. But even though the genre is widespread in Senegal, hip-hop still has very few female practitioners there. For our global hit today, the world's Marco Werman introduces us to one of the few, a woman billed as the queen of Senegalese hip-hop.
In Senegal, many musicians have embraced hip-hop because it's hip and fairly easy to produce with a sampling device and a laptop. Sister Fa got to hip-hop because she has strong opinions, and for her it didn't make sense to express them in Senegal's most popular styles, Zouk love pop songs and Mbalax praise songs.
It's only to glorify, like, your grandfather was a hero, he was a king, stuff like this, you know. And then for me, I couldn't see myself singing Zouk love or Mbalax. The hip-hop was my only issue.
Sister Fa is from the Senegalese region of Casamance. In a mostly peaceful country, Casamance is the site of one of Africa's longest-running conflicts, a separatist movement that has been simmering away since 1982. For her song Soldat, or Soldier, Sister Fa created a group of characters caught up in the Casamance conflict.
Two brothers, one is a soldier and one is a rebel. And the little sister who cannot go at school because she's afraid to work in a mine, anti-personnel, and to lose the leg, you know. The father who is scared also to go to work in the farm. It's a very, very delicate problem to talk about because it's always very risky for my family and for me myself.
Last year, Sister Fa toured Senegal, but it was hard to tell whether she was supporting her music or a cause. The tour was called Education Without Mutilation. The mutilation was a reference to the practice of female genital mutilation. It's a tough subject to deal with in pop music. But Sister Fa is so passionate about it and her approach to hip-hop so lyrical that she makes it work. And Sister Fa knows that hip-hop is her way to connect with a new generation of ears.
For me now, it's easier with the young, and when the girls and the small boy grow up with this idea to know that it's not good, maybe it can change.
In the typical Senegalese hip-hop lexicon of French and Wolof, Sister Fa attacks the status quo in her country. And for that, she thinks of herself more in sync with old-school hip-hop, which makes her different from young male Senegalese artists who are sadly relying, she says, too much on cues from current American hip-hop.
Hip-hop is turning to something else when they show only naked women, when they talk about sex, when they talk about alcohol, money, only this in music, then it's another kind of music. Because when I'm talking about hip-hop, it's about sensibilization, it's about education, you know. I think it was the directive of hip-hop in the beginning, you know.
And Sister Fa is here to remind us of that directive. Her debut recording, Saraba, is appropriately subtitled Tales from the Flip Side of Paradise. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
That's our program today. We're always online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Jeb Sharp. Thanks for tuning in.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.